A Senate committee today examines new information about the diet aid ephedra, also known as mahjong. It's expected to release a report on 13,000 documents turned over this past summer as part of an investigation into possible harmful effects. Pressure has been building for a ban on ephedra since the Food and Drug Administration took action against ephedra's close chemical relative PPA nearly 2 years ago. NPR's Joe Neal reports.
Ephedra and PPA, sister molecules that are two of a kind, except under the law. Ephedra is considered a dietary supplement because it comes directly from a plant. PPA is considered a drug because it's made by chemical synthesis. But try telling your body to make these distinctions.
PPA has got a little bit more of an effect to increase blood pressure than ephedrine, but in general the effects are quite similar.
That's Dr. Neal Benowitz, Chief of Clinical Pharmacology at the University of California, San Francisco.
They cause strokes, especially in women. They cause heart attacks. They cause sudden death. They cause high blood pressure, arrhythmias, seizures. I think that whatever events could be caused by PPA could certainly theoretically be caused by ephedrine.
The connection is important because the FDA asked companies to stop making PPA in December 2000 because of the risk of strokes. Until then, PPA, or phenylpropanolamine, was ubiquitous in cold remedies like Contac and diet aids like Dexatrim. The FDA has received even more reports of deaths and injuries associated with ephedra than it did when it cracked down on PPA. But ephedra remains on the market. Part of the reason is that it's harder for the FDA to take action against a dietary supplement than a drug. Many say that legal distinction leaves the public at risk. Dr. Alexander Fleming is a former FDA scientist, now with a biotech firm.
We have enough to be very cautious about how ephedra is used in this country today. One of the biggest problems is it's used as what people consider a natural product, that it's just not used as a drug. This is a false distinction. It's a drug, plain and simple.
Many European countries do treat it like a drug. Some even require a prescription. Canada recalled herbal ephedra products last January. Athletic organizations have banned it, and dozens of states require warnings. In a review of the FDA reports, Benowitz and colleague Christine Holler found 10 deaths and 13 permanent disabilities possibly related to products containing ephedra and the herb guarana, which is similar to caffeine. Products marketed with names like Ripped Fuel and Metabolife.
We saw a number of adverse effects in people who were using these products for athletic enhancement, and they were not obese. They were presumably pretty fit people who were using them as part of their workout.
Benowitz says it's hard to gauge the overall risk, since millions of people have taken products containing ephedra and caffeine.
So it does seem that most people take these products without a problem, and some have some vulnerability that causes a problem, even with the first few doses. The problem is we can't predict who those people are.
The only way to do that would be to follow many people over a long time. That's what happened with PPA. But many say the reports on ephedra are worrisome enough, and they're calling for a ban. Among them are Air Force Captain Michael McDonald and his wife Margaret. 3 years ago, McDonald was flying helicopters and other warplanes. Before working out, he took Ripped Fuel. He says he was trying to push himself to new levels in training. Now he has to push himself to form a sentence.
I performed duties as a company commander at the Operational Support Airlift Agency. And went to work to take a physical fitness test, an evaluation. And from what I understand, I don't have much memory of the event. I suffered a cardiac arrest.
McDonald was in a coma for days. The lack of oxygen when his heart was stopped damaged his brain. Before, he had passed every medical and physical exam given to a pilot. Now he can no longer fly. His wife, Margaret, says it tears her heart out.
It's also very frustrating for him because his career was really moving, and he was very, very successful. And to see all of that in one day taken away, it's just, it's devastating, and it's very sad for me to see it.
Captain McDonald says memories are harder and harder to pull up.
It's slow and difficult to recall specific memories that you would hold close to your heart, if you will.
McDonald is on medical disability leave. The military now discourages the use of ephedra. So does the American Medical Association. Industry officials say this kind of advice is off base. Stephen Dentali is a botanical scientist with the Herbal Products Association.
This scientific consensus shows three things: that it's useful in promoting weight loss, that it's well tolerated by most people that take it, but it's not for everybody. It needs to be used cautiously. And we have put out label warnings and dosages back to 1994. We had developed the position so the products were appropriately labeled and people are informed.
Critics respond that it took companies years to adopt the association's suggested warnings and dosages. Industry scientists insist ephedra is safe. John Hathcock is a former FDA scientist, now at the Council for Responsible Nutrition. He's overseen many of the industry's studies.
The adverse events they looked for included all those that would be appropriate to look for as a result of intake of a stimulant. That would be increased blood pressure, increased heart rate, and so forth. What they did find was a small and significant increase in heart rate and blood pressure, but completely within the normal range.
Then what would account for the reports submitted to the FDA?
There's a sizable number of them that are clear cases of massive overuse, abusive intakes of the product.
There is that, but the FDA reports and the Metabolife documents show that many people reporting side effects took only the recommended dose. And though it has taken no action on ephedra marketed for weight loss, the FDA announced Monday that it was banning imports of an ephedra product marketed as a legal alternative to cocaine. Joe Neal, NPR News, Washington.